This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. How are you doing?
I'm good. We're busy.
Yeah, you are.
We're busy. We're having fun, though. Let's just get right started. So tomorrow evening, we will have the Pancho Sanchez Band and his group. They will be here at 8 o'clock. Their show is on the 10x10 Art Series, which means that the tickets for the show are only $10. I've learned that some people are a little confused about the 10x10 series, and they sometimes think you have to buy all 10 to get this $10 price. And I want to say, no, that is not correct. You can just come to any show on the 10x10 Art Series, and they're only $10 a piece, the tickets. So that show is Friday night. That's an 8 o'clock performance. There's a 7 p.m. countdown, creative conversation prior to the show. Robert Ginsberg will be facilitating that, and we believe that Pancho and another member of his band will be in that conversation.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Free and open to anyone who has a ticket to the show. So just come at 7 o'clock, and you'll get a chance to hear from him directly. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, we have the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas's third concert of the season. It's their second Masterworks concert. That's a 7:30 performance with a 6:45 countdown creative conversation. And this one will be facilitated by yours truly, right? Or you, not me.
Paul Haas and I will talk about Rachmaninoff, preparing for the Masterworks and such. That's at 6:45 in Star.
Correct. And the show is at 7:30. Right. So there's two pieces on the official program, the Rachmaninoff 3, known as the Rock 3, and the Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, both monumental, huge, sweeping, emotional symphonic works. I'm pretty excited to hear these. I don't think that I ever have, and this is the kind of music that if you just sit there and let it take you away, it will take you somewhere. Don't know where it will take you, but it will take you. So it's going to be a pretty remarkable concert, I think, very big in scale. And, of course, it's Paul Haas, so he's probably got a surprise tucked in there somewhere. So that's always fun. That's Saturday, 7:30, with a creative conversation at 6:45. Then Sunday, we will have a free event at the Fayetteville Public Library. This is a countdown conversation.
Yes, there are the countdown conversations that are creative conversations.
It's a little bit confusing. Yes. But this is a 2 p.m. event in the Walker Community Room at the Public Library in Fayetteville. And I'm really looking forward to this one. These countdown conversations are meant to help us get a little more depth into the 10x10 artists and art forms. And so for this one, we will have you speaking to Jenny Taylor Swain, who is our Vice President of Programs at Walton Arts Center. And I think one of the people who has sort of driven the development of the dance audience here, she has really worked hard to bring dance companies here that we would never see normally. And so the Mark Morris Company is an amazing company that we get to see for only $10.
Right.
So she'll talk about that. The neat thing about the Mark Morris Company is that they play to live music, which is always fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then Bob Ford, who is, you know, obviously well known locally as a playwright and a professor, is also a musician.
Yeah, and not just a casual musician.
Yeah, quite a good one, plays with Sona and many other organizations. And he will be there to sort of help us gain context into Time for Three, which is the a trio that will be on the 10x10 series as well. So I think that's going to be a really fun conversation. That's at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 22nd, at the Fayetteville Public Library, and that is free and open to anyone. And then a couple days off, and we will have Keb Mo here on Wednesday the 25th, a 7 o'clock show. Keb Mo is always a favorite.
Right.
Everyone, you know, this town really loves him, and I think he's going to give a great show with his band. And then on the 28th, we have Lewis Black. That's an 8 o'clock show. He's a comedian that many will know from Comedy Central. As of right now, that show is at capacity, and we don't have tickets available. But what we tell people is you can come down an hour prior and get on the standby list, and we'll try to get you in. That's an 8 o'clock show. Then we will have the two shows we were just speaking of. We will have Mark Morris on the 2nd. That's a Thursday. That's the Mark Morris Dance Group. They'll be performing their sort of really well-known piece called Grand Duo. And then they also will be doing a piece called Festival Dance, which just premiered in 2011. All of that to live music, which is a very unique and wonderful way to experience dance. At 7 p.m. with a 6 p.m. creative conversation prior to the show. We'll probably have a dancer from the company or maybe their company manager there to talk to us about the process of being a touring dance company. Then on the 3rd, we will have Time for Three. This is the trio we talked about, two violins and a bass. They are classically trained, but they play every style of music you could possibly imagine. And they are really, really cool, interesting young guys who are trying to make, you know, bring classical music to more people. Mm-hmm. They're really fun. That's a 8 p.m. show on Friday the 3rd of February. There will be a 7 p.m. creative conversation, and we're understanding that the trio will be there, and they will be the creative conversation prior. So that's Friday the 3rd. Saturday the 4th, we will change gears, and we will go to Intergalactic Nemesis at 8 p.m.
Recently on All Things Considered.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think beginning to become a phenomenon in terms of, you know, gaining awareness and gaining traction. The best way, I think, to describe Intergalactic Nemesis is it's a comic book come to life. We've been saying live-action graphic novel, which is true, but it's comic book theater. Mm-hmm. So you will see comic book like images being flashed up on the screen, but there are Foley artists on stage making sounds.
Really?
Yes. And so it's really, it's a very, very cool, very, very cool concept. And it's different than anything we've ever seen here at the Arts Center before. So it's basically a play that has been developed based on this sort of modern comic book.
Right.
Super fun. And I think definitely going to be an interesting thing for anybody who loves comic books, but also just if you consider yourself sort of a aficionado of how art, how theater is changing, I would come see this because this could be a really, really interesting night.
It's one day?
One night only.
You only got one chance.
Only
okay.
One chance, yeah. And I actually just learned that the show is playing at the New Victory Theater on Broadway. Hmm. So it's definitely, you know, it's definitely rising up in terms of popularity. So that's the 4th. That's a Saturday. That's an 8 o'clock show. And then after that, we will have a week of Bring It On, the musical, from the 7th of February through the 12th. This is a live Broadway-style musical that features, you know, standard Broadway singing, but also competitive cheerleading. And really, really high energy, really interesting and fun, creative new show that has not been to Broadway yet. It's touring the country first, but we're all assuming that it will find its way to the Great White Way at some point. So that's from the 7th to the 12th. Theater Squared, in the middle of that, will launch their next show, Tigers Be Still. That will start on the 9th of February and run through the 26th. That's a very funny, very funny comedy. I'm sure we'll talk more about that as time goes on. And then we will are into the middle of February. We will have Ms. Loretta Lynn. And
cannot
I know
wait.
On the 16th. That's a Thursday. That's a should be a 7 o'clock show. She's a legend. She is Loretta Lynn. Can't wait to hear her in our hall. I think that's going to be very, very exciting. But this musical sort of imagines what might have happened while that recording was being made. Really, really wonderful.
Yeah, looking forward to all of this.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I also want to give a little shout out to a slightly unknown group that works behind the scenes at Walton Arts Center. We have an event coming up on February 19th. It's called the Masquerade Ball. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser. The whole Walton Arts Center is transformed into a Mardi Gras party. It's a masked ball where people show up in black tie with a mask. And the whole point of the event is to fundraise for our arts education programs. But it's put on by a group called the Corporate Leadership Council at Walton Arts Center. And these are leaders from all over the community, in the business community, who have basically committed to be on this council with us to actively raise money to help us fund our arts education programs. There are a few tickets left to the Masquerade Ball, not many.
Oh.
So if anyone's interested, they can call the box office. But it's on the 19th. It's a big party, and it raises a huge amount of money for us. So we wanted to say thanks to all of those who are corporate leaders on our council, because it's going to be a really good night, and hopefully it will help us bring more kids to the Arts Center.
So if you want to know about the Masquerade Party or anything else we've talked about,
you can go to waltonartscenter.org, or you can call our box office at 443-5600, or you can come down and visit us. You can just park in the lot across the street. It's free until 2 o'clock. Come in and say hello to our friendly box office representatives.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.